Siyata Mobile, a company bringing Israel's cutting-edge R&D innovations to the critical world of first responder communications. The 9/11 tragedy exposed tremendous shortfalls in the first responder communications. The U.S. government created a nationwide cellular system called FirstNet. Siyata Mobile has the only dedicated in-vehicle device that is certified FirstNet ready. This disruptive technology minute has been brought to you by Siyata Mobile, trading symbol SYTA. The preceding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Beyond the Black. Bob has written of commercial space for many, many years now. The great success of the U.S. space program was to birth commercial space in all of its splendid money-making iterations. We now go to the original and the famous and in the history books for eternity, Roscosmos, the first into orbit, Sputnik, the first man with Gagarin, and now needing a lesson, I'd have to say an MBA, in how to make money in space. How are they doing, Bob?
Well, it's a funny question. Doug Messier at Parabolic Arc published this week a translation of an interview that was held with one of the high officials in Roscosmos. This woman, Oksana Rolfe, was basically asked a lot of questions about how Russia and Roscosmos is going to compete with the commercial companies that are blooming everywhere in the Western capitalist world. And the key quote that she said that sounded really good was, quote, "We want our private companies to succeed." But when reading the whole interview, I came away with a different impression. I came away with they want those companies to succeed, but they haven't the faintest idea what free enterprise and private enterprise and capitalism is about. Because the way she describes the history in the United States is it was the government that freed up the private companies to do things. And that really isn't the case. The American government in Congress and elsewhere was trying to make laws that would encourage private space for almost two or three decades. But it really didn't start happening until specific people with money, like Musk, like Jeff Bezos, like Richard Branson, finally decided to invest the capital on their own with their own risk to build rocket companies. So it wasn't the decision of the government that made it happen. It was the decision of private individuals. And in the process, they had not only the freedom to operate, they had the freedom to compete against each other, and they had the right to own what they did. None of that exists in Russia. I keep wanting to say Soviet Union. It's not that. But either way, none of that really exists. They don't understand these concepts of freedom and competition and ownership. If a private company comes along in Russia, if it's trying to build something that's going to compete with something that Roscosmos already has, they squelch it. If it's going to build something that Roscosmos doesn't have, such as the S7 space company that's trying to make a small sat rocket, they won't squelch it, but they will stand over it like mobsters, waiting for it to succeed, and then they will absorb it into Roscosmos, take it over. And so they don't really allow competition, and they don't allow ownership, and above all, they don't allow really freedom. And they're struggling to try to figure out how to do those things. And that's really the secret to their success. And until the Roscosmos and Russia figures this out, they're going to trail everybody else, John, into the future.
The India space program, it started out with great attention from Bob Zimmerman, and then it fell into, well, the pandemic, but also what looked to be lethargy. It's looking to revive itself with a new leader. Do you believe it, Bob?
I have no idea. I do know that the previous head of ISRO, the space agency in India, had been doing a bang-up job up until the Wuhan panic flu attack 2 years ago. And then everything shut down, and they managed to make a handful, very few launches over 2 years, but had failures. And now the heads of the space agencies are not permanent positions. They're for terms. And so Kay Sivan, who was the previous head, they had actually extended his term 1 year, but it came up for renewal, and they gave it to a new guy, S. Samanath is his name. S is his first name. And he's got it for 3 years. And he's a rocket engineer, much like Sivan was. And so these guys are very focused on hiring their heads as people who actually had their hands dirty in building things. He seems like a good choice over the next 3 years because that's when they're going to try to launch their first manned mission. And he was involved very heavily in building the rocket for that. So they have a new leader. We're going to have to see how it goes, John.
We go to SpaceX, the very successful commercial space enterprise, launching more from its small sat launches, 105 satellites. Bob, a check-in on SpaceX. I've been reading about the apparent delay of launching Starship and the review by government agencies. Has there been anything fresh about how long the delay will be?
No, there's nothing there new, John. We're sitting here, and we won't hear anything new. More likely, a new delay will be announced when it gets close to the end of February, which is their deadline for the next step. SpaceX this week launched a single launch with 105 CubeSats on it. This is their attempt to compete with the other small sat and small rockets being launched by Virgin Orbit, Rocket Lab, Northrop Grumman, Rocket Lab and Astra. And they had 105 launches. This is part of that new satellite industry that is burst upon us, John, with the arrival of cheap launch capabilities such as SpaceX and these small sat rockets. And another example of that, and there were similar things on that SpaceX launch, a company called OrbitFab, it's a startup, it's selling itself as a gas station in space for satellites. It's going to put up tankers and then have a refueling system whereby a satellite in orbit can be refueled by it, getting fuel from its gas tanks. It has signed a deal with another startup, Astroscale, which to refuel those Astroscale satellites. But Astroscale satellites is another service. It is providing satellite robots to repair satellites. So this is two different service industries serving the satellite industry, all existing because of the lower launch costs that we now have, John.
And they're monetizing space services. That's what they're doing.
That's exactly right.
This means you're invited in, though you're not building a booster, though you're not building a nanosatellite, there's work for you. Kind of like Gasoline Alley sprung up after the automobile took to the roads, Bob. And then they built the superhighways and then electric vehicles. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black, and he collects really cool pictures of the Sphinxes of Mars. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.